Happy Sunday, everyone. So this will be a brief podcast. It'll kind of be like a podcast reel today. Welcome to Change My Perspective Now, and the topic today is the devil that I know. And I've been toying around with this topic for a few days, and I decided, taking this nice walk on this out-of-normal weather for December in my region, 60-something degrees, I thought, hey, take advantage of it because it'll be raining all the time after this for a couple days. But anyway, I was listening to a performer, Jelly Roll. I encountered Jelly Roll on Saturday Night Live recently. I know some of you may or may not know about him, but I simply love his music. Let's just say it called out to my soul. Now, his album that the music came off of, and at the time he was singing Liar, was Addiction Kills. And I was like, well, I may not suffer from a major addiction or anything, but I'm feeling this song. But then I realized that maybe if I'm honest with myself and in reflection, I am addicted to men with narcissistic attitudes. And so there it is. So, and you know what? Addiction heals. But anyway, in further reflection of my own shadow, I had to realize that maybe I had some narcissistic tendencies, so I don't know what the textbook formula is, but don't we all? I mean, if you're living in America, we're under the shadow of the narcissist. Nothing against the political party, but in all actuality, we are in a me generation, or I'm Generation X. I've come from the backbone generation has raised me, a baby boomer. And they had a certain type of security that they worked darn hard for. And I was taught to work hard, so I have done so at my job. But usually when reciprocity fails, it's time to leave. And I look at myself as a loyal personality, but of course this is in my own eyes. So maybe not quite a narcissist, but maybe on a little teetering, darkened path without being a psychopath. I don't really think I'm a psychopath. I actually love people, and if you listen to the overgiving, tend to overgive, but maybe for people-pleasing reasons, so I don't know if that counts. But anyway, it's the devil that I know. And so therefore, when I begin to, you know, we use the term so loosely, awaken or become self-aware or stay in consciousness, whatever term you're using, it started maybe 7 years ago and then accelerated after losing my job and corporate in 2020, it was 2022. I was going to say not due to the pandemic, but I was hired out of a particularly high-paying job that had some issues demographically, we'll just say that, and bias. I left, and I left a very high-paying salary and took a salary cut so I could work from home remotely, which the other job was as well, but have my peace and didn't have to contend with a manager that saw me through the eyes of schism. We'll just say that. So I was laid off in 2 years because I realized as part of the mortgage industry that I was just there to clean up from the uptick. But it wasn't anything new because it was the devil that I knew. You get in the mortgage industry, I even found myself during a job interview saying, you got to have a thick skin to work in the mortgage industry, and you do. Because they take you when they want you, and they let you go when they don't need you anymore. And usually I had survived many layoffs, but it was just my time. And so I was let go. Matter of fact, half the company was. Yay, corporate America. Anyway, I'm back in corporate America. I took a detour to sales. That was just horrible. I didn't know if they could fit as many narcissists into one room, which are four partners that were all narcissistic. When they would teach us sales, all they did was brag about how many sales they made. And it's funny, as we continue to lose money, as they paid us in advance and then reverse the commissions off. So when you're getting hired in life insurance area, ask if they reverse the commissions and ask their method of doing that. I would just say that, and then there's one particular company that stands out among the rest. No need to give that any breath or energy. But anyway, I had to ask myself, though, recently in reflection, I left there. I took another job with a company that is in the area of sales, but a different kind of sales, including car insurance is one of the major ones, and we'll just leave it at that. And my agent, well, it's funny. My managing partner had a crystal ball on his desk at the last company, and my new agent had a talking crystal ball on his desk. So I don't know. Maybe it's just the devil that I know. I have a theory. Please prove me wrong, someone, that a lot of people that are in the wealth area tend to teeter a little bit in the divination realm. Why going to established Christian churches? I don't know. And trust me, I'm not judging by any means. But I'm just saying, wake up, everyone. When you're setting down your rules for what it means to be a good evangelical, I'm just saying, nothing against evangelicals, not in this broadcast. So anyway, so that particular agent has so many rules. I found myself selling while my coworkers gained pieces of my commission, or me, not at all. I had a certain amount where he wouldn't reverse, but it seemed like every time I get close to making that amount, it's almost like it was a side calculation going on, so I wouldn't get the commission. So I left after 6 months, and now I'm in a place where I am salaried at a much lower salary than the two other corporate places that I mentioned, but I felt like, hey, this one is hybrid schedule. Actually, that's another story. It's supposed to be hybrid, but based off of who else wants to work from home, the newer people get second fiddle. And then I stop and ask myself, why do I keep drawing, attracting, and choosing this? Until finally, back to Jelly Roll, he has a song out called The Devil That I Know. The one that drew me was Liar, because I realized that after getting into all these situations, I found out that the person was lying or twisting the truth, telling little white lies, gray, pink, however you want to call them, and some just damn well black. But who was I to believe the illusion? And who am I today to point to others and say that you have fallen victim of an illusion and now you're finding out, we'll just say that as a common saying, when technically we all choose the illusion. We all would rather project on what we want a person, place, or thing to be. And in the awakening process, if you're wondering why you go through so many lessons, possibly, it is the grace of the universe, God, Jesus, however you are labeling your spiritual authority. It is the lessons of this life that you are being ushered into that hopes to wake you up and say, yeah, it might be some other devils out there, but you'll never learn the lesson if you keep being attracted to the devil that you know. And so I ask you today, what is the devil that you know? Because addiction kills. Peace out, everyone. Enjoy this new year coming in, and let's try to break the cycle and move and chew a leap of faith and conquer some new devils.